B-Pod Studios.
Go to Tony and Glenn's side. What's going on, Tone?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Yo, Tone.
How you doing, man?
We're doing great, man. That was awesome last night, baby.
I just want to say that I don't know if you guys remember, but I'm the guy that called and said I had a problem with Embiid's game on Sunday and I wanted him to play more like Shaq.
Yep, I remember the phone call.
Okay, so now, what I like about what he did was he took everything to the basket. He set himself in the paint. That's why he got 22 rebounds.
Yeah, yes. But Tone,
I don't have the problem with him playing like a king against inferior teams. But against a team that's in the top five, against a team like Boston.
Tone, just hear me out one sec, because I feel it, and you make great points. He was up top at times. Because you need to have spacing. Now, he didn't take the 13 threes that he took against Milwaukee, but you could see his ability, right? Like I'm with you.
His mindset said he's going to the basket. All them pump fakes was pump faking. He was really going to the basket that whole game.
My only point is he can't post up every possession because...
No, not post up, but I just need him to be more aggressive like Shaq.
Well, he was that last night.
Back up like Shaq. Yeah. I mean aggressive. Because when he's in the paint, he puts those other guys in foul trouble.
Yeah.
So now when Tobias and Jimmy and them dribbling and they get love tap, they go into the line shooting free throws. Because Joel Embiid done put him in foul trouble with 8 minutes left.
No, I know. Listen, you're right about getting guys in foul trouble.
And let me say this, Ed. Let me say this. He only took 17 shots last night.
Wow.
Yeah. 40 points on 17 shots.
Yeah, really it's 28, though, because you cut the free throws in half.
Well, you figure, you cut them in half. But you figure this, though. He made 20, like I said. He can get 15 from the line every game.
No, listen. Yeah. I mean, he's that's why I marvel at him, Toad. But I wasn't bothered by the 13 threes against the Bucks. Like, he's earned the right. He's so talented. As long as the end of games, you got to go. Do what you got to do, which is go down low and
bread and butter.
Get a bucket or whatever it is. I don't care what he does. I think he's earned the right to do whatever he wants in that sense.
Well, last night, we know the struggles that
makes sense.
Had. No, it does. Look, we know that he's had struggles with Horford. And he wanted to be aggressive with Horford last night. And he wanted to take the ball to the basket. And he wanted to get fouled. And it's case in point. He did exactly that. Almost all night, he took the ball to the basket. He went to the line 21 times and made 20 of 21. I mean, that's the big element. Now, Horford got his last night. And I don't know why Horford has so much success against the Sixers. It drives you nuts.
I know.
But he does. I think everybody on both sides is amped when they play each other. Because there's so much rivalry now here.
Yeah,
again.
Man. I mean, they hate
each other.
Right. And this is what we had. This is why this is such a gift. I love it. Honestly,
the rebirth of Vernie, a great rivalry.
Sunday and Wednesday, like we had two games that were, it was amazing theater. Look, they won, so we're all happy. But all quite frankly, it was just great, great ball.
Yeah, if you weren't entertained by that.
It was just great ball.
Yeah, it really was. TM in the Northeast is on the Fanatic. What's up, TM?
Hello?
TM, what's your name?
Tom.
Tom. Oh. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to share a story about passing this rivalry down from father to son. I grew up watching games with my dad, and the vision in my head was, Doc choking up Larry Bird.
Yeah.
And last night, we put our boys to bed, 7-5, tremendous basketball fans. And they were so upset that they couldn't watch the end of the game. But my wife ended up getting called into work for overtime, and they must have heard it on the phone. So as soon as she left, I went up and opened the door. They were both standing at the door already.
Good man, Tom.
Knowing that I was going to let them down.
Tommy, that's a good man. It's good fatherhood right there.
And what was even better was when Marcus, not so smart, did what he did. Now these boys have an image in their head to continue this rivalry in their eyes.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. How old are they, Tommy?
7 and 5.
Dude, you did the right thing. It's a treat to listen. Stay up. You share the game with them. That's the greatest gift that you got right there. That you get to share with your kids a moment like that. That's all I want from my son. Like, I don't care whatever they're into. Great, but I just want you to like sports so we can share it together.
And then just to see them at the end of the game, you know, all of us jumping up and down.
Yeah,
and
man.
Looking around, I'm like, man, this is actually just as good as it gets.
It is.
Yeah. And last night was one of those great ones that if you did share it with your kid or whoever, you know, you could sit down like and your wife or your girlfriend doesn't watch games, but she sat down and watched that one last night and the theater that was on display. And you go back to the smart shove of Embiid. That's all part of it.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
This guy's taunting the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, that's where he talks about the Bird and Doc fight. That's, you know, that's that. That's the equivalent.
Yeah, I saw a buddy of mine on Twitter put out that Jimmy Butler is he the Boston Strangler 2.0?
That's cool. That's good, man.
I like it.
That's cool.
Let's go to Anthony and Ben Salem.
In the playoffs, though.
Yeah, exactly. What's up, Ant?
Hey, what's up, guys? I miss y'all from that 7 o'clock slot, man.
Thanks, Andy.
I can't get in touch with y'all guys no more.
What's happening, my brother?
You just did.
Yeah, that's because I'm working a different shift now. But hey, man. Hey. Ooh, I had to do it, Anthony.
I like it, man.
Hey, man, listen. I love the way Embiid is balling now. Because like you said, he earned the right to. And know what? He ain't going to be setting up for his next move. When he go down there, they think he going to pull that three. He going to hit him with a drop step. And right now, it's like you said. Could you imagine if he took the volume of shots that Harden take? He'd be a monster for real, man. And like you said, all around game, hands down, he got to be the number one dude right now. And I love how he played because he played within the Florida offense.
Yeah.
He takes some little odd shots, but know what? He make up for it. But, dude, right now, the best player got to go to Embiid, hands down, because he's doing on both ends of the floor.
You know what it is, too? Like, he gives him a chance to win. Like, when he's on the floor, like, man, like, when he's playing, don't you feel like they can win any game when he's playing?
Yes, sir. And like you said, it's exciting because it's like he get the crowd going. And then, you know, the ball is just smooth. And like a few callers back, he was talking about Iverson. Dude, that's that era. It's a new era now.
Yeah.
You know, we're not taking nothing from AI. He was a monster.
Right.
But right now, it's about Embiid and my man Simmons. And I'm going to leave you with this and I'm going to listen to you.
Don't forget Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. The thing with Embiid I like, man, and could you imagine if he would have played college ball and wouldn't have been hurt? He would have killed him in Kansas.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, that was
a
big thing. A lot of guys want to stay it away from him because he stayed hurt, and Sixers got they reaped the wine of it. You know what I mean?
Exactly right, brother.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Hey, I'm going to listen to y'all.
Thank you, Andy. Good catching up with you, baby.
Again, man.
Thanks, buddy.
There he is. Anthony, he's right, though. Sometimes it's how things play out that land your luck. They end up with the third pick that year. And Embiid slips because he's hurt.
Dude, I always go back to it. I was winless for Wiggins. Yep. I wanted Andrew Wiggins. Face the basket. Wing player. That's what Andrew Wiggins is going to be. And he's the generational one.
Yeah.
Andrew Wiggins is just an empty stat guy.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. It is the midday show. It's a great celebration today, but not everybody seems to be in the celebration mood. And I'm a little stunned by it because we've waited so long. I mean, some people are still like kind of going after the coach on a day like today. And look, was it a flawless coaching performance last night? No. But this is like a day of celebration. It's like, let's just enjoy what transpired over the last 3-4 days from Milwaukee to Charlotte to Philly and beating the Celtics. Sometimes I think we get caught up in all these other things. And it's like, man, I just want to enjoy this. You know, I don't want to go... You know, could he have done this in the 1980s? I want him to be Shaq. Well, it's today's NBA, and he's playing in today's NBA. And when he's on the floor, he's the most dominant player in the league.
Yeah, again, it goes back to it, what I said a little earlier, but it's true. If he's on the floor, you have a chance to win. That's why he's a true MVP.
Yeah.
He's a true MVP. I mean, just like Giannis in Milwaukee.
Harden.
You know. But they're gonna go far. And I agree with you with Harden. No, Harden is all right. You know, he gets, because he dominates the basketball, it's kind of like, wow, all right, dude, what are you going to, you know.
Yeah, they take points off.
But you know, I'll give you 57. And
57, right?
And do something ridiculous. And look, they're going to have a chance to push Golden State a little bit. And Golden State's going to win, but they'll push them a little bit.
Boy, it was fun last night. It was like you sat down at 7, and it was pure. Like, the first half was arduous. But by the end and the way everything played out, and I saw Tyrone last night, Tyrone Johnson from the Mikey Minnesota Show, calling people out for jumping off early. Still can't beat the Celtics after the first half. You know, I'm done. Turning it off. He was calling them out all night. Where are you people at in the second half? As they come out in the second half, boom, they outscore the Celtics by 6 in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, they outscore the Celtics by 8. They win the game 118-115. Oh, man, what a night. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show. We're back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic. But I got to tell you, college sports fans, listen up. Perk up your ears because the tournament, it is here. And you can get in on all the college basketball madness with FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, your knowledge of the game and the top teams, it could pay off for you in a big way. FanDuel has more ways to win. They've got spreads, props, parlays, so it's easy to find the right bet for you. Or maybe some combination thereof. And if you want in on additional action, how about this? You still got time to create a free bracket before the start of the tournament, before it tips off, to compete for a share of $250,000 in guaranteed cash prizes. Well, then make sure you come back and bet every day of the tournament. Do you like Duke? Do you want to go chalk? Or maybe Michigan, Kentucky, Gonzaga? How about another dog? Or maybe even a local squad? How about Villanova? They can make some noise. Well, the most exciting time in college hoops, it's here. Okay, so get in on the action today and create a free bracket before the start of the tournament to compete for a share of $250,000 in cash prizes. Then make sure you come back and bet every day of the tournament by going to FanDuel.com/NJ. Use my code Jason when you get there. Again, FanDuel.com/NJ and enter the code Jason. Start getting your bets in now for tournament time, and don't miss out on your free bracket. One bracket per user. Must be 21 and older. No purchase necessary. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Excited. That's not true.
All right, I got these cameras in the way, man. It's like annoying me. The Mikey Miss cameras.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see the television.
That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I don't like it.
We have a Louisville Slugger in here.
I want to do...
Unmount those cameras. We could be like Carlos Santana.
I was about to say the same thing.
Just so, make contact, Ant.
I was hosting Saturday, and they had the conference games on. Conference tournaments. Yeah. I had to move around. I had to move to where you were sitting, because I normally sit where Anthony sits. So Anthony, you might just have to sit at mic 3 next to Jason.
Yeah.
But this is like, this is where I sit.
Yeah.
I always sit
throne.
Here.
That's your spot.
I always sit here.
I got to see the games, though.
Yeah, well, listen, I got news for Jason. Come, as soon as the game starts,
I'm out. Yeah. I'm on my own. Is that what you're saying?
Enjoy. Just like yesterday.
I got to read this to you real quick. I just tweeted this out. I saw this, what do you call it? Like a picture with a quote. Is that like a meme or a,
yes.
It's not a GIF, but, and I tweeted, being a great trash talker requires creativity, and Embiid is one of the best. Here's a quote from Embiid last night post game about Marcus Smart and why Marcus Smart pushed him. He said, he got heated because I asked him if his barber gives him the udon noodle haircut on his purpose. Also, his goatee awesome. Looks like pubes.
The udon noodle haircut. He's sharp, man.
Udon noodle.
He goes, udon noodle. It's a good noodle, the udon noodle.
And he goes, his goatee looks like pubes. And Marcus Smart, let's say somebody took a cheese grater to his mug.
I got to tell you. He is he's a great bad guy.
Villainous look. Smart. Get the look.
He is. That was fun. We had a caller, and I loved it because he talked about waking up his kids or his kids being up and bringing them downstairs to watch the game, and they saw the Marcus Smart Joe thing, and it brought back to Bird and Doc That's why that series, man. I want to see Sixers-Celtics, Sixers-Bucks. I mean, Sixers-Raptors will be the same thing.
Yeah, DeRozan's a guy that...
Sixers-Raptors...
Or not DeRozan, excuse me. Kawhi. Kyle Lowry, yeah. Is a guy that...
And Kawhi, man.
Wants to fight people in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be... Like, I can't wait for those three series with those four teams... Going to be great ball.
Yeah, it really is. That's what's in our future here. I heard Matt Cord saying that after the game, the players, you know, they high-five each other, good game, you know, exchange pleasantries. Yeah. Sixers Celtics, both off to the locker room. No exchange of pleasantries.
I love it.
Yeah. they genuinely do not like each other.
And I love it.
It's great.
You know, I feel good for Brett that he got that win against Stevens and... It was good. It's good for him. He'll feel good about that.
Yeah, I felt like he served him an eviction notice to get out of his head last night.
That's good.
Put his stuff out at the curb and said, you're evicted. Come pick up your crap.
His team's good, man.
Yeah.
His team's good.
They are. And what Jimmy did last night in that fourth quarter, and he said it, and you saw it in the game. He had no legs the first three quarters, but somehow he found his legs through sheer just like will and desire and demanded the ball, and the offense ran through him. And he was huge in that fourth quarter down the stretch. Yeah. It was so great to see. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mike in Lafayette Hill. Joins us on the Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jason.
What do you say, Mike?
Hey, listen, man. I've been watching the Sixers since I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
Right. And, man, on a black and white TV, 12-inch black and white TV, Chamberlain going through Doc, you know, Hal Greer, all the way up to now. The biggest play to me was, of course, the screen. Not the shove in the back, the screen that Embiid set. Because this goes back to old school basketball. Jason, you mentioned one of the things you wanted to see, old school basketball yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that screen was an old screen.
Hard screen.
Exactly. It wasn't a drywall screen. It was a concrete
That's a good line,
screen.
Man.
You know what I mean? And that's what, once he realizes that he could throw his weight around legally, he's going to be even a bigger monster on the offensive end. Now, he's already, offensively, he's great shooting the ball. But once he learns how to set these screens and let these guys know, hey, I'm here. I'm 7'2", 280 pounds. Deal with it. You know?
Well, what he did for me, Mike, is a lot of guys, when they set a screen, the guy kind of rubs into him and they kind of let him roll off them. He set a stiff screen. He wasn't, his body wasn't forgiving. And a lot of times you think that's going to happen. Like, guys can decide, move with you a little bit. He didn't. And that's why Smart ended up on his keister.
Exactly.
And then he saw no foul, and then he erupted.
That's what we needed to do. We needed to send them a message that, hey, we could be bullies, too. We could be bullies, too, because they bullied the Sixers last year. They bullied them this year. Now it's we're in their head because they, these guys know how to play physical now. Jimmy, Mike Scott, Embiid.
Yeah.
Simmons. Well, we're starting to play physical ball on both ends of the floor now, and that's what we needed.
Yeah.
We're in their head. And if I was in the Eastern Conference, I would be afraid, very afraid. Because once this team starts playing together more and gets together defensively and plays that physical kind of ball, not just finesse, plus we got the athletes to play finesse, they're in trouble.
Yeah. I love Jimmy makes the thing work, you know.
Oh, of course. That's what I'm saying. I think he's in the NBC here, too. Hey, man, use that body.
He's a gifted player. Like, when you watch him, like, that's the Butler that we had seen in Chicago and for parts of Minnesota. But you look at what he could do driving past. Like, he abused Kyrie.
Yeah,
Kyrie's a horrible defender, but Jimmy abused him. Absolutely abused him.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of those mismatches. You know, there was the ball movement was really good, you know, with him. Now, I'd like to see little different things, too. You know, it's fine, like, dribble handoff, let Jimmy create. But they got so much. With those guys, you're just scratching the surface.
Yeah, and we're hoping, and they've taken some big steps that they're just starting to really figure out what they can do with that group of players on the floor together.
Yeah.
I mean, Tobias last night looked shaky in the beginning parts of that game, but then his game came right. He ends up with 21 last night.
You got a good, listen, he's had a good, couple good fourth quarters in a row.
Yeah.
He's a, like, he's a perfect complimentary player.
Yeah.
Because he can do a lot of things. The reason why you love Tobias is that he doesn't need the ball. Like, he doesn't demand it in the sense that he could be complimentary.
It's like almost like waiting your turn.
Yeah, like picking your spots. Like, when your night will come. He'll have a night where it's his night. It's his matchup.
Yeah.
Where he can exploit. But he's not, and he's not breaking your balls if he's not getting the ball.
He's not pouting on the floor.
That's a
like,
big
that's
deal.
Even in game. Like, a guy, some guys, if they're not touching the ball in the first half, they kind of check out. Like, that's just not my night, whatever. I'm going to pout and I'm not going to make myself a presence. But eventually, when Tobias did get the opportunity later, he took advantage of it. And that's huge. Joe in West Philly joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Kyle? What's up?
Joey.
Yo, you know what? When you were talking about the Dr. J thing, remember Dell 3 and Danny Ainge?
I do.
I don't know if it was true, but I heard that when he got fined, like the fine was so heavy that Doc or the rest of the team, they all chipped in and paid the fine because he wasn't making that much money back then.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. So Dell 3, because people don't know, and Danny Ainge got into him there. Dell 3 clocked him. Danny Ainge was that. Do you remember he bit Tree Rollins' finger?
Oh, yeah. You know
Tree Rollins.
Yeah. I can't say anything. I can't say anything.
I know.
But you know what? I think the thing with these decisions, I think that maybe Jimmy, maybe he's not losing this or that. Maybe, I mean, it's like, maybe this, he's like a seasoned guy now. He's like a seasoned vet. Maybe he don't got all this super young guy energy anymore. You know what I mean? You know, the game's just like a test game more than a checkers. You know, you ain't jumping people. You got, you know, making different moves. That's what I think.
That's why you need that mix of, Joe, of veterans and young guys. And the young guys bring a youthful energy to a veteran. And the veteran takes on that role of, like Jimmy did last night, of being the guy at the most important time and being a mentor to those younger guys.
Yeah.
I'm teaching how to win.
And him and Ben gonna get it together too. And the thing I like about Harris is, man, even though he was ahead of off night, but he can still go in a series where he hit 3-4 shots in a row. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's a gifted offensive player.
Yeah, he can knock it down no matter what.
No, he's a legit player. You know what I love, Joe? You see, when Jimmy hits the shot to clinch it, hits the big three at the end of the shot clock. Joe comes over to him and grabs his cheeks, like grabs his face, like that's great. Like that's great for them.
That's playground, right?
Yeah, you know what? Because they love. You know why? They're building love for one another.
Right.
That's what they got, their closeness, man. Ben was there. They're all hugging. That's a beautiful thing. You could see the bond starting to build, man.
Bingo.
Right. And the playoff is coming up. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's a great thing, Joe. Thanks for the call. It's all coming at the right time. And we know they got Jimmy back in November. They got Tobias at the deadline. And it was going to take some time. And then after the All-Star game, Embiid was out for 8 games. But now that they're starting to play together, you're starting to see it get even more and more momentum as a starting unit. And as we get closer to the playoffs, some of these guys are going to get days off. JJ get a day off on Saturday against Atlanta, whatever. But the biggest games, the symbolic games on the schedule, with all 5 on the floor, 2 huge wins. Love it. Kenny in North Philly joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Ken?
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey, Ken.
Big win yesterday. I commend him for it. But I do have a concern. Rozier says something when he was getting interviewed, you know, in his loss. He was like, yeah, you know, people acting like the confetti dropped.
Yeah.
And I paid attention to that because one thing about Boston, they're not playing checkers. They're playing chess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got one. Brett has to figure out and find a way. We need that spark plug off the bench. I'm not worried about, you know, Ben shooting J's or Joel, he's playing. I'm not worried about none of that.
You don't have one.
We need a spark plug. That's the only way we're going to get them in the 7-game series.
Here's the thing though, because you're going to shorten your bench, right? So they don't have a bench. Their bench is bad. We know this, right?
Right.
Like the Sixers don't have a bench, but you can have your starters play 40 some minutes throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. We need that. Because, see, like, Rosetta come and give you 15.
No, they're, like, yeah, but they're deeper.
We need it.
Yeah, but who is it? Who do you got? Who's there? Nobody.
He better figure it out.
He can't figure it out. The guy's not there.
I mean.
He doesn't exist.
Who's the guy? There's no guy.
It's not Scott. Ennis is a defensive guy.
So do you guys think that with the bench we have, we can get to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yes, because you shorten your rotation in the playoffs.
Okay.
I mean, starters going to play 40-some minutes. I mean, that's what it is. You know, that's why you play. Regular season, you don't need to play 42 minutes a night.
Yeah, and Ken, in the playoffs, they don't have back-to-backs.
Right. I know that. It's just that, you know, championship teams that, you know, that's before them, you know, they got that spark plug that come off and take it there. Nah, we don't have that.
That's something that they're going to have to get going into next year, and you're not going to get it now. So that instant offense kind of guy off the bench, you're not getting it. And he plays good defense, so you like him as a part of rotation. You like Mike Scott. At times he can hit shots. But, like, he's not, you know, he is what he is. He's going to just a minutes filler. And that's it. TJ gives you a couple minutes. Can't get the more in the playoffs against better teams, the longer he plays, he gets exposed.
Yeah, he's going to be a 6 minute. He was 9 last night. He could be like 6-7 minutes tops.
That's just what it is. That's you shorten your bench. You know, Boban can't play against certain matchups.
Give you a couple minutes.
But, I mean, it's just the league. The league dictates that.
Yeah. Let's go to Aaron in Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Aaron?
Top of the morning to you, fellas.
What's up, brother?
How you doing?
We're doing great, man.
Oh, man, this is a good morning here. I tell you, this is a good morning. You know, I was a bit nervous last night. I am not going to lie. I was a bit nervous. But when Jimmy hit that shot, man, I'm running around my house. My girl looking at me like I'm crazy. I don't even care. It was just awesome.
It's awesome, bro.
It was an awesome night. It was a good game. Really good game. And you know what? I think Brett found something. I think he found something. Because these last couple of games, it's been different, like, towards the end. You know? I mean,
well,
I know what he's doing.
He's just running everything through Jimmy.
Yeah. That's why we got him. That's why we're here, man.
Pick and roll. I mean, you know, it's get Jimmy the ball, and then let him create a little pick and roll, different things. So, you know, that's how it has to be, because you can see what he does, right? Like, he can beat his man up the joint. Like, he abused Kyrie last night, Aaron.
Oh, absolutely. And I wanted to thank you too, and Jason. You actually helped me out with my first bet at the sports book.
Oh, get out.
Yeah. When I was betting on the Eagles, you helped me out, man, and I appreciate that. I broke even and I cashed out on the other one. Good. So thank you for that, man. I appreciate that.
Congratulations.
You got it, bro.
There's nothing better than that.
Hey, coming up, we got to do. It's close to game time, so let's go through the games for today.
Tip off is coming.
Yeah, well, 12:30.
Oof.
12:15, actually.
12:15. You want to hit a couple right now, real quick?
So the let's do it. The early games. There you go, my ESPN.
Minnesota Louisville's the first game.
12:15.
Yep.
So Louisville, I like Louisville in this game.
I like Minnesota.
You do?
Yes.
You like Minnesota?
Yes.
I don't. What do you like about Minnesota?
Well, it's not that I like Minnesota. It's that I don't like Louisville.
What don't you like about Louisville?
I always followed them.
Tough.
I know. I followed them growing up, and I don't see the same kind of the team that we're used to. I don't like the way they've played this season.
Yeah, I love Louisville this game. They're just a much better. They're a much tougher team. They played in a much tougher conference. Big Ten wasn't a great conference this year. You know, Michigan State, they're good. Michigan State is missing a couple key guys. I like Louisville. Louisville is tough. I think they I like them a lot against Minnesota.
All right, Louisville, the number on that game here we go. Minnesota, Louisville. Louisville's favored by 5.5. And you go on Louisville's side. Now, we're not betting against the number here. We're just betting to move on.
Yeah, no,
betting
I
to move on.
I love
that's the number. Just to
I would like it, too, for the number.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll pick what are we going to do? Pick all the games today that are getting ready to tip here?
Yeah.
Throughout the program?
Yeah, we should do Thursday, and then tomorrow we'll do the Friday
Love it.
Slate.
Love it.
Yale, LSU is the 12:40 game.
LSU's a 6.5-point choice.
There. I'm telling you, Yale's keeping this close.
Yeah?
It's a sweat.
Ooh, so maybe Yale's the play with the points, but is it an outright end? You outright winner on Yale?
Probably not.
Out!
I think it's a sweat. I think, look, LSU, all the stuff went on.
A lot of noise.
The FBI, everything.
The feds?
I think LSU squeaks one out.
All right.
And then New Mexico State, Auburn.
New Mexico State.
Auburn's a 6-point favorite. All right, let me see. I like New Mexico State, the 12 seed.
All right. They're and getting I think, six.
And I think New Mexico State can win the game outright.
New Mexico State live.
Yes.
Look at you.
Yes.
All right.
Because New Mexico State bombs away from three.
So some good shooting today.
So they can win the game. They can beat Auburn.
That'd be your first upset of pretty big fashion. 610-632-0975. You got any 12s beating a 5, Ant?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of, I got a couple of long ones.
Is it Florida State? Did you like Florida State?
Yeah, I'm a Florida State. I told you I like Florida State.
Yeah.
I like Belmont again against Maryland.
All right. They're going to shoot their way past the Terrapins?
Yeah, I like, well, we'll go through it. We'll go through the whole thing.
All right, 610-632-0975. Hard to believe, but it is tournament time.
Murray State's going to be, can play Marquette tough.
You like it out right there?
I do. Mm. I do. Like the racers there. I hate to say it. I think Villanova's tough. And for a tough one tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What time's tip off there tonight?
I think Villanova's got a shot against Purdue, ooh, but I think St. Mary's gives them trouble.
All right.
Here's the one I like. UC Irvine against Kansas State. And I love Oregon. Here's the outright.
The Ducks?
Oregon's going to move past Wisconsin.
Whiskey.
Oregon's hot. They play well. They got to the Pac-12 championship game, the conference tournament. They're good.
They're athletic, too.
They're good. Up and down the floor.
Right, I'm trying to
find it. They beat Wisconsin.
Trying to find the number on that. I'll find it. 610-632-0975. It is the midday show on what has been a great day. We're celebrating the Sixers win over the Celtics. Tournament time. All that and much more here on the midday show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. We were just talking about the tournament and the brackets and the whole thing. Well, it begins momentarily. Hey, look, if you want to fill out your last-minute brackets and place your bets all in one place, go to the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is the number one mobile sportsbook in New Jersey. They have it all over others, player props, in-game betting, special odds boosts every day, all tournament long. I'm telling you, it's a blessing. So you want any of these games, Oregon, you like... You know, a little upset action, Yale to keep it close. Check it out right there, right on your phone. You download the Sportsbook app, you're in Jersey. And by the way, when you make your first bet, DraftKings will give you a free bet up to $500. And remember, while you can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and enter the free brackets from anywhere, you got to be physically located in New Jersey to place your bets. So listen, download the new DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and all tournament long. You're going to have a great time. Plus, once the games again, you place your first bet, DraftKings will match it with a free bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, well, let's do it. With the games about to start, let's just rock it. Then we'll go back to Sixers. All right, the three of us
love it. You got your bracket?
Yeah. All right, let's just do. Who you got? Like, I got Duke. Let's do the left side first, East Region. Okay,
go for it.
All right, Duke, Central Florida, Mississippi State, Vatek, Belmont, LSU, Louisville. Michigan State. Who you got?
Wait, so what are you giving me here?
The East Region first round winners.
Oh, okay. I have Duke, Duke beating North Dakota State, UCF beating VCU, Mississippi State moving on past Liberty, Va-Tech. I got Belmont beating Maryland.
Oh, so you got it too. I got Belmont.
Yeah. LSU I have. Minnesota and Michigan State.
Okay, so we only differ with, really, Louisville.
Okay.
All right, what do you got, Andrew?
Duke, Virginia, or VCU, Mississippi State, Virginia Tech, Belmont, LSU, Minnesota, Michigan State.
So Belmont, everybody's on Belmont.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bad thing.
I know, I don't like that.
The only one I'm off with Andrew is VCU, UCF. I have UCF, he has VCU.
Yeah, I got UCF too.
All right.
All right, let's go down in the West region. All right. All right. I got Zags, Cuse, Murray State, Florida State, Buffalo, Texas Tech, the Must Bus, Michigan.
All right. We're pretty similar. I have Gonzaga, the Cuse, Murray State, Florida State, Arizona State, Texas Tech, Florida, Michigan.
All right, so you got Florida.
Yeah.
I got Nevada.
I got exactly what you have, Ant, by the way.
You have my, really?
Yes.
You mirror his bracket on that.
And you have...
In that region, the West region.
Wow, all right, cool. All right, here you go. This is the South region up top. You ready?
Top right.
Virginia, Ole Miss, Oregon, UC Irvine,
whoa.
St. Mary's,
oh. No!
Purdue, Cincinnati, Tennessee.
Wow. Oh, man. Jay's not going to come on the show.
I just put it out. I want Villanova to win.
Yeah. All right.
You asked me. I just think I got a bad feeling. So I'm just giving you what I feel. I'm hoping Villanova wins. I root for Villanova every year.
I know. I got Virginia, Ole Miss, Oregon, Kansas State, Nova, Purdue, Cincinnati, and Tennessee.
I have the same as you, Jason.
All right.
Really?
That's incredible.
That is bizarre. All right, and then in the final, the Midwest region, Carolina, Utah State, New Mexico State, Rock Chalk, Iowa State, Houston, Wofford, and Kentucky.
Boy, I have a lot different than you in this one. I go NC, Washington, Auburn, Kansas, Iowa State, Houston, Seton Hall, Kentucky.
UNC, Utah State, Auburn, Kansas, Iowa State, Houston, Seton Hall, Kentucky.
I mean, you only differ on one.
Well, you guys are very similar.
Yeah. The only one we differ is Washington.
You don't like Wofford. Huh? You guys don't pick any upsets.
I got some upsets in here. I'm not going with an 11-6.
You guys are chalkers.
Isn't Seton Hall 10?
You guys are chalkers.
Seton Hall 10.
Seton Hall's a 10, yeah.
Yeah, but that's
a 10.
That's the, I don't know, Wofford pick.
All right, I'll go Iona over North Carolina.
No, you pick what you pick. Don't change it. What's the matter with
you? I'll go Gardner Webb over Virginia.
Why don't you take North Dakota State?
Yeah, Carson Wentz.
All right, here, listen.
North Dakota can stay. You know, can win. You know why? Because they can.
You know what's funny?
Because I can.
So we sit here, we do these brackets, right? Every year. And like, I'm a loser, so I watch all this stuff. And you watch, I'll be.
The tournament does crazy things.
I never win, so it doesn't.
The reason why the tournament's great is because it's insane.
Right.
You never know what's going to happen.
But some of these matchups I actually really do like.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I will root Villanova. I love Villanova basketball. I love watching them play.
I'll strap in tonight, 7:10.
So I'm hoping they'll win. I just think it's a tough game for them. I got a bad feeling about the game.
You know, they're favored by 4. A little bit of a short line there, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. All right, we'll see how it goes.
Because here's the thing. If they beat St. Mary's, I think they beat Purdue.
Which is what I have in my bracket.
I have Purdue beating Nova. If I stretch it out further. I got Purdue beating Tennessee.
Do you?
Yeah.
I like Tennessee.
And then losing to Virginia to get to the Final Four. 610-632-0975. Let's get back to the phone. Let's go to Omar Mayfair on the Fanatic. What's up, Omar?
Yo, Aunt Jay.
Omar.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Zit.
I was turned up last night. Turned
it was.
Up. And let me explain something to you. And I know you're a good basketball guy. The J.J. Redick of the Celtics is Kyrie Irving. Listen, Harris on him, put Ben on him, put Jay Butler on him. They're going to just crush him all the time. And you know in basketball, make him work on a defensive end. So in the offensive end, he's tired. He's going to score 30, but it's going to be a hard 30. And that's what I'm looking forward to in the playoffs. I don't know what you think, but...
No, it's a great, it's a great point that you bring up. It's true. It's a great point. He's a liability on defense, man. He is. He's a great player. And he's a great finisher. He's got a great handle. But you could abuse him defensively. Look at Jim. Look what Jimmy did.
Jimmy crushed him. He was worn out.
Yeah, man.
Jay Butler hits the shot. He didn't even look at this guy. He just walked away. So you know what? This ain't for me. And you could do that. You could punish this guy.
Yep.
And you know, I saw a couple things last night. Dario couldn't guard Tatum. Covington couldn't guard anybody. Those guys were just running amok last year. Let's be honest.
Yes.
And, you know, I love Covington. I love Dario. But when you see a guy like Butler and Harris, they can actually play and punish people on the offensive end. Because, you know, you get tired playing defense. When you go on the offensive end and you're not that fresh, you're not going to hit every shot that you're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest thing I got out of last night's game.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you.
That's a great night.
That five is so good. Isn't it? Like, that five, they got to be able to get to the... I mean, they got to go deep, man. There's no
excuse. Staggered them.
Yeah, man.
Staggered them all during the playoffs. Staggered them. At least two of them should be on the floor at all times. I want to see a little Ben Simmons and Marcus Smart action in the post and Kyrie.
Yeah.
Ben can really punish these guys. The only thing I don't like about Celtics, and I'm never going to like the Celtics, is they're reminded of the Jazz in the 90s. Very chippy, very deliberately dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Little elbows, little knees, little things to get you off your game.
And yeah, it's understated, like, dirtiness, right?
Yeah.
Well, one thing before I go. Would you start Ennis over JJ in a playoff series against the Celtics and let JJ come off the bench?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, to give you something to think about it. I would start JJ for the series, and then I would go as is. If I needed to shake things up a little bit, then I would go that route. Otherwise, I start JJ and keep as is.
Yeah, you're going to go with what you have here, and if you falter, then you got to make a decision and change things up. But Brett's not going to not start this starting five to begin the playoffs.
Well, right. I mean, obviously they're going to play. They're not going to play Boston in the first round, but
yeah.
In that series, I started that way, and I keep that in my back pocket because I need some defense early and want to switch things up where I bring JJ. JJ's going to be on the floor, and you'll go offense, defense, in substitution at the end of games.
Well, let me ask you this, because right now the standings are Milwaukee is the top seed. Two games back is Toronto. Six games back and four back of Toronto for the two seed. The Pacers are holding down that four seed right now, a game ahead of the Celtics, who have the five seed. First of all, does Boston end up with the four seed? Are they able to overcome the Pacers?
I mean, I think so. I mean, look, there's a couple things off of what they are. They don't play. They haven't been playing great ball.
No.
They really haven't. Defensively, they have not been terrific.
The Pacers have now lost three straight. They're 4-6 in their last 10.
Yeah.
So they may be finally really showing, you know, the loss of Oladipo and that they're not going to be able to hang on to that four spot, and they'll lose the home court in the first round. And so the Sixers right now, Ant, would take on in the first round the Detroit Pistons. Any fear?
No.
None at all?
Nope.
All right. So Toronto would get Brooklyn, and then the Bucks would get the Heat, and obviously Indiana and the Celtics would do battle. So the second round, if the Celtics were to win, would get Milwaukee, and the Sixers will get the Raptor. So the only way the Sixers really would be able to face, if everything goes according to chalk, which it often does in the first round, would be a conference final Sixers-Celtics for the right to go to the NBA finals. But the Sixers, in the process, would have to slay Toronto, but would avoid Milwaukee.
Yeah, Toronto's the one team that I worry about.
Because of the half court.
Yeah, just a matchup.
Yep.
I think it's a tough matchup. Hmm. I mean, they should win, but... Tough. It's a tough. I fear that more than I fear Milwaukee and Boston.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.